Thousands of dance enthusiasts visit the Berkshires to experience the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival with more than 50 dance companies and 200 free performances, talks, and events. To train at the school at Jacob's Pillow, to explore the pillow's rare and extensive dance archives, and to take part in numerous community programs designed to educate and engage dance audiences of all ages.
Right, Joe. And you know, when you're at Tanglewood, the best music in the world, you're also at the top dance festival in the world. It's quite something. This weekend alone, Jacob's Pillow will present Houston Ballet, a work by Obi and Lucille Lortel, award-winning choreographer Sonia Taji, and on Sunday, a program entitled Gotta Dance, New Faces for Broadway, but it's Sonia
Taya.
She just said tie a shoe, and I thought that was a good way of remembering
great.
It. Yeah.
Thank you. I should have been listening.
Pamela Taji is the director of Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. She joins us now. Pamela, thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you back on our program.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you have a heck of a weekend coming up.
I do. We are. It's so exciting to have the Houston Ballet. They haven't been here in almost 40 years.
And it's a good time to get out of Houston.
You know, I have to say they're here because of the resiliency of Houston. I was so impressed by how the arts community came together for the Houston Ballet, and they're a magnificent company. So,
I was sitting at the opening when the list of accomplishments in your short tenure were so extraordinary in terms of the number of things, the projects, the money that has come in to support all of those projects. It's extraordinary. 2 years you've been here.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's been great. I think it was fertile ground to till and to evolve. I inherited a really strong institution that was ready to think about its place in the dance field and its role in the community that surrounds us.
Yeah. So where are you in that? I wouldn't exactly call it a transition or a transformation, but where are you in your journey and where you want to bring the festival?
Great question. Well, we have a 5-year strategic plan. It's called Vision 22, what we want to do by the year 2022. So we're in year one. And I think we're beginning to forge the kind of partnerships locally and regionally that we want to make. Those need to be nurtured and developed. In terms of developing new work for the dance field, we've opened the Pillow Lab, which is our year-round center for research and development. We're experimenting with the best ways to support artists, so we're at the beginning, but it's been very exciting to open up the festival and think about the institution as more than a festival, frankly.
And I assume when you have a good year behind you, it makes you think, oh, well, we can get through 2, 3, 4, and 5 now.
Yes.
We've just done this.
Truly. I will say out of the gate, it's been far more successful than I think we anticipated. And we're now going to be sensible in terms of making sure that our growth is managed with our resources. But all good. So far, so good.
So, Pamela, do you think that the national dialogue over the arts is where it should be right now, or do you think we're retreating?
I think that, frankly, you know, the arts have a huge role to play right now in a society that is increasingly polarized and divided. The arts bring people together who wouldn't otherwise talk to each other. So I think actually the arts have a hugely important role to play in the next few years. Hoping, you know, for a brighter future in terms of how people are getting along these days. So I think all of the art forms have to struggle with developing younger and new audiences. But we're finding that the social fulfillment that comes from the arts, from being together, witnessing something that is transcendent, is what people are seeking right now.
You know, that's so interesting. You know, you go to certain theater things and musical things and you see a lot of gray hair.
Uh-huh.
But there are an awful lot of young people who are contemporaries of dance. They love dance and they show up.
Yes, I am very excited by how our under 35 program is working at the Pillow. We're really, I think we tripled attendance by people under 35 last year alone.
Wow.
So that is going really well. And what's interesting to me is younger audiences are gravitating towards the newer and more experimental work. It kind of makes sense.
Mm.
But I'm also seeing our traditional audiences venturing to see things that they haven't seen before and being surprised surprised by what they see.
Were you a dancer?
I studied dance all the way through college because I was studying to be an actor. That was my first profession. Mm-hmm. And so I trained. I thought dance was key to training for anything I was going to do as a theater artist. And I absolutely love social dance. I find great happiness and joy in the feeling of dancing with other people, with people around me. So, yeah.
Talk a little bit about Sonia Taya and what she'll be doing at Jacob's Pillow, and really now one of the hottest choreographers coming off just a brilliant run of Moulin Rouge, the musical, at the Emerson Colonial Theater in Boston, which was one of the most magnificent things I've seen in a very, very long time.
Oh, God, I wish I'd been able to get over there to see it.
When it gets on Broadway,
yes.
Good Lord, go see it.
Oh.
It's incredible. And her choreography is just stunning.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to tell her that you said that.
But it goes to Alan's question about,
yes,
bringing in new audiences,
right.
and so what is she doing at the festival that sort of incorporates all of that?
This is an amazing piece that I saw in December of 2016 at New York Live Arts, and it's amazing is its integration of music and dance. It's this indie rock group, the Bengtsons, indie folk duo, with Joe Lampert, who's an amazing vocalist. And the music really propels the emotional energy of the dance. And it's a piece called You'll Still Call Me By Name. It's the story of a mother and a daughter, but it could be any parent-child relationship. And it's a completely immersive experience. You hear music like you've never heard it in the Doris Duke Theater. The music lifts off the roof, and the dancers are so extraordinary. She is a hugely important new voice in contemporary dance in this country.
What do we do to make, I mean, obviously you're helping this, but what do we do to make sure that those voices are heard and that we have voices in the future that are like that?
Very good question. First of all, I'm going to just say that Jacob's Pillow is dedicated to that next generation, so much so that we had a choreography program at the Pillow that ended in the 1990s, and we've brought it back this summer. We will have 8 choreographic fellows. They arrive next week. I can't believe it. And we had 170 applications from all over the country and the world for this opportunity to spend 2 weeks at the Pillow.
And probably all qualified in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. I really don't know how our program directors decided 8 out of 170 that were. But to me, this puts its finger on the demand for this kind of experience. And what happens at the Pillow for them is they enter into this network. We can help them. We can connect them to mentors. Each of them will leave the program with a choreographic mentor. And I think also the other thing, how we can help emerging choreographers is invite donors into the process of making dance. People don't know what it takes to make what Sonia delivered on stage last, on Wednesday night on her opening Pillow debut. And so the Pillow Lab opens up during September through May. We invite our donors in to see the work in process. And what we're actually doing is enhancing people's understanding so that they become champions, I think, of emerging artists.
I'm sorry, Joe, but one thing, speaking of which, I think, only because we're who we are and because it's so important to get the word out, Inside Outside,
yes,
is an extraordinary experience. It's free.
Yeah.
You can put some money in the can if you want to. But an awful lot of people come to it now, many more than I ever remember.
Thank you. Yes, we've seen attendance really grow over the past 2 years. Free performances, Wednesday through Saturday, a different performance every night at 6:15. It's also not that long, which is good for families with small children.
Right.
You know, it's a good 30 to 40 minutes with the question and answer period at the end, which is really important, I think. And it's all genres of dance. Next week, we have a Brazilian tap dancer on Wednesday night. We have winners of the American College Dance Association, the top dance companies from colleges around the country. Their prize is to perform on the Inside Out stage. So that's next Thursday. Friday night, we have Indonesian dance. And Saturday night, we close with a tap dancer from Boston who's an alum of the school at Jacob's Pillow. So Yeah, that's the kind of range that people can have. And families grow up bringing their children to see dance. And that sort of helps with dance literacy as well, is that they're, you know, growing up with it.
So in the few minutes we have left, let's just go through the rest of the year here. So you have the festival, the weekend, which we've talked about, which is amazing. And then you have the festival finale, which is, that's the grand finale.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about, because you're, your job isn't over, then you start working in the fall and winter as well.
Yes, sure. Okay, so first of all, I just want to highlight this Sunday we have Gotta Dance, which is our students at the school are working on new music by Stephen Schwartz. They are putting it to dance. Stephen Schwartz is of Pippin fame. So that's 5 o'clock on Sunday. The next week we bring Stars of American Ballet. Daniel Ulbricht, principal with the New York City Ballet, has put together a program, an all Robbins program. So unbelievably that Robbins and Bernstein both had centenaries, you know, in 2018. So this is a program that our audience is really looking forward to. And then we're presenting this glorious company from San Francisco that I've loved for a long time, ODC. It's called Oberlin Dance Collective, but ODC is basically homegrown now in San Francisco, a beautiful company that's presenting two very different works. And then festival finale is on next Saturday night, the 25th. If people don't know what this is, you basically buy one ticket, you see a show, and then after the show, there's the most amazing dance party that happens under the tent, under the stars, with a fabulous DJ. And if you've ever been to a dance party with Jacob's Pillow, company members dancing alongside students, alongside intern staff, and our donors and our community members, it is the most glorious place to dance. And so that's how we close the festival. And we have a matinee on Sunday. It's always sort of anticlimactic after the Saturday night finale. But the other thing that I think people should know about is we have community dance classes every day of the week at 8 o'clock. People come for modern ballet, African dance. We have a Zumba class, a Pilates class. So that's another way that people can engage. And then the archives are open all the time, and people can come and watch videos from past performances, videos that relate to the companies on stage. So it's just, there's a lot to still take advantage of in the next week.
What do you see people when they come to the archives? Is there a common theme there of what people are looking for? Is it all over the place?
It's all over the place. First of all, you could be a dancer who was at the school in 1968, and Norton Owen, our amazing director of preservation, will find you photographs in the program from when you were there. It can be families who want to just watch part of the documentary. There was a beautiful documentary that PBS did by Ron Hanza called Never Stand Still. And that's just a great way to get an overview of what the Pillow is. You can see the Houston Ballet in 1979 when they were here. Houston Ballet brought 33 dancers. They didn't have to bring 33 dancers, but they wanted 33 dancers to have the Pillow experience. They go into the archives and they see videos of their company. They are connected to the past and the future, and they know that they are a part of the history of this place. So
who are the Babe Ruths of dance that people would want to see in the archives?
Well, oh my goodness, you might want to see Margot Fonteyn. You might want to see Wendy Whalen, who's actually on the board of Jacob's Pillow, her work. Savion Glover. Mm-hmm. In my mind, Michelle Dorrance is one of our Babe Ruths these days. There's so many. I hate, you know, it's hard to list. But I think what people realize when they walk into the archives is people just don't understand that dance has a history, that there's a scholarship, and so to see the books, the videos that we have, it just amplifies what they experience on stage. And we do everything we can to connect people. There's no registering or anything like that. You just come in and experience the archives.
It seems pretty impressive to me that as an institution, you had the forethought to do this at the beginning of keeping records. There are a lot of institutions, I'm not going to mention names, us, where sometimes you sort of catch up with it, like, oh, we should be doing this.
Right.
So that's impressive.
It is, and it's our founder, Ted Shawn. When you see what he saved, what he wrote down, what he filmed, we presented the Jose Limon Company last week. Jose Limon did a solo called Chacon in 1948 on the stage of the Ted Shawn Theater. Ted Shawn recorded that. So we were able to show that film at the opening of the performance, and then today's dancer walked on stage. The fact that we have that solo
That's recorded. Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Why? Because he knew he was placing a stake in the ground that modern dance was important, and he had the foresight and frankly the ego to say what I'm doing is important. And mm-hmm. because of him, we had the foundation to build on.
Well, you have a lot going on, and there is just some wonderful, wonderful things happening. For ticket and show information for the Houston Ballet, Sonia Taya, and Gotta Dance, New Faces for Broadway, as well as all of the other things that we talked about, all you have to do is visit jacobspillow.org, jacobspillow.org. Pamela Taji is the director of Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, Massachusetts. Pamela, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And congratulations for the incredible work you're doing.
Thank you so much, Alan. I appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.